The political crises in Egypt and in Tunisia have complicated U.S. foreign policy in the region. That's true as well for Europe, which lies just across the Mediterranean, from all the recent unrest. The European Union has been trying to formulate a united position amidst concern that protest and instability could spread to other Arab states. But European unity has been complicated by competing interests and a lack of leadership. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
In January, when the popular uprising in Tunisia was just beginning, France lost no time in getting some political egg on its face. France's foreign minister, Michel Alliot-Marie, spoke before the French parliament and offered Tunisia support for its security forces. That is, to help quell the uprising. Alliot-Marie was attacked by the media and human rights groups for not supporting a peaceful transition of power. Days later, she amended France's position. My chief concern, she said, was that no one get hurt. France's knee-jerk reaction illustrates how much is at stake for Tunisia's former colonizer. France's economic interests in Tunisia are enormous. Its multinational companies dominate the economy from telecommunications to construction, generating hundreds of millions of dollars in annual revenue. Even after France's stumble, no European voice emerged to outline the European Union's collective position. Then the popular protests spread to Egypt. Over the past weekend, as the Obama administration struggled to reposition the U.S. as a proponent of orderly transition in Egypt, European Union leaders were silent. Only yesterday did they attempt to present a unified voice, and it wasn't easy.
La prudencia, el deseo y el respaldo.
Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero urged prudence in dealing with the crisis, as Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini issued a warning.
I would say an Islamic wave dominating Middle East is something that concerns me a lot.
He also said Europe must protect the Suez Canal. The canal runs through Egypt, and it's a major trade route for Europe. The U.S. shares Europe's concerns over extremists. That explains why both sides of the Atlantic have long supported Arab regimes more valued for their stability than for their human rights records. Over the weekend, leaders in the UK, France, and Germany praised Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak for his key role as a moderator in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Europe, like the U.S., sees that ongoing role as crucial for Middle East peace. So yesterday, when the EU's new foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, finally spoke, she avoided criticizing Mubarak, even as she called on Egypt to respect the rights of its citizens.
But let me say, I deeply regret the loss of life and the high number of injuries. It's essential that everyone, and this includes, of course, especially the police forces, to show restraint so that further violence can be avoided. We urge the authorities to release immediately all peaceful demonstrators who are in detention.
Beyond such declarations, Europe is scrambling through diplomatic back channels to push for orderly democratic transitions. But it walks a fine line between trying to influence the outcome of the Arab unrest and appearing to dictate it. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.